Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So what is the question of the
Speaking
day?
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, and we probably need to explain it for the listeners anyway. Donovan Mitchell went for 46 last night, and people were saying, you know, what was it? And we'll play the audio later, but he basically said, I was playing some snotty-nosed prepubescent teen in NBA 2K, and he started calling me names and said I was over the hill and I was trash. And
so he was playing with
spite.
Donovan Mitchell.
So he told the kid,
spite.
While he's gaming, he goes, watch tonight.
He went out
and had 46. What's the most childish thing you do?
Okay, before we do that, Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. You're listening to KLTM, KLTFM, HD2, Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Forgetting to do the tag there is
That's childish.
I'd
say Donovan Mitchell admitting to the fact that, like, oh, apparently, so... You need motivation?
Didn't we learn a few years back that even the best, Michael Jordan, the pettiest and stupidest reasons to go out here and be great?
No, especially, well, because there's also a guy going into a game, usually shouldn't be focused on I'm going to score 40 points or whatever. This game, he was like, okay, nope, I'm going to do that. That's going to be my goal tonight.
Mine is nothing petty like that. You're just talking about childish, right?
I'll get back to what you expected from me.
Mine is probably anything having to do with professional wrestling. Like, I'm a 56-year-old man wearing a Yeet t-shirt for Jey Uso.
You've got a belt.
I have a Texans championship belt that I bring to the stadium every day. I bought a Rowdy Rod Piper t-shirt on Amazon on an impulse buy last week.
I built a fort out of couch cushions not too long ago.
That's awesome. When
I was home alone.
Oh, you didn't do it for like a child.
I didn't do it for a kid or anything. I did it for myself.
What did you do while you were down in there? Did you bring like a laptop?
I did when I was a kid. I realized really quickly it gets hot in here really fast. I was like, no, my idea was like, I want to see what it's like. I'm just going to watch TV but have like the fort. Yeah. So it was an open-ended igloo, you know, facing the television.
So awesome.
And it kind of, because I was watching I had left a box laying around, an Amazon box, and the cat was in it. Because our cat, cat's immediate, box, I got to get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to build a fort and just feel cozy. And it got too hot. But it was fun building it.
Yeah.
I felt like I took more care and precision to get the right angles and everything.
Dude, was there anything better than a badass fort that you built in the living room?
Yes, there was. Like, it was jumping on top of the fort when one of your siblings was inside of it. That was better than building it.
Oh, just destruction. Yeah, of course. That's very childish.
Is that your revenge on your brother back in the day, or did he do that to you?
Oh, I never had the guts to jump on his fort. No.
Yeah, because eventually you still lose, right? You end up in a wrestling match.
Dousing it with kerosene and lighting it on fire, but I would never jump
on
it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be doing anything crazy like that.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm the one that my wife, and I know you, there's a track record here.
Very much so.
But like, we'll be whatever, talking or whatever, and she'll say, oh, you're a moron. And I do the little kid thing every time. You're a moron.
I know you are, but what am I? Yeah.
Yeah, repeating somebody's, or doing that, just repeat what they're saying.
Don't be dumb.
That's dumb. Underrated.
I do that all the time.
If you just keep,
only with her.
But I'm saying the next step up is just become the say everything they're saying. You know, just repeat everything they're saying.
Repeat it, but then you want to go another notch.
Yeah.
Do it in a voice like this. You're a moron.
You're a moron.
Yeah.
Stop being childish.
We got all the weapons.
Stop being childish.
Yeah.
I'll add that too. No, you stop it. Don't do that.
I do. You know, I miss. I get the one kind of. I did. I do miss. why are you punching yourself? You grab somebody's fist and you're like, why are you punching yourself? Or was not a thing? Oh, I thought that was a standard.
You got to remember, you were a larger person. You had the ability.
My brother
to
did I remember it to me, that though, too. People. Even as my brother was doing it to me, I'd be like, I have to admit this is kind of funny.
Good bit.
My kids are all in their 30s, and we used to call them frogs. Remember frogs? You just kind of pop them in the leg with that knuckle.
Oh, a Charlie horse. We call it a Charlie horse.
People call it different things. Yeah. Okay. Like they'll be walking by, and I'll just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother used to do it. He'd just walk up and go, I had a horse. His name was Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Right in the thigh. Right in the thigh.
And I still do that.
Yeah.
We had a phase in our high school where it was just the random nut shots. Hard. Like that was like that. Yeah. That was the prank we were pulling on each other.
That's
was walk past
that's
your buddy and just, ah!
That's mean, man. Oh, man.
No, thank you.
All right, boys. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. Antibodies to you, my fine nut-punching friend.
Antibodies and a Charlie to you!
Yeah! And a horse. All right, we are done. We are out of time. Reggie, out of time.
You're done.
I'm done.
Reggie, you're done.
Reggie.
You're listening to KIOT.
Figgy's mocking my station ID.
You're listening to KIOT.
All right.
Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, they're in the loop. Rent a car with DMNO, DMN Auto Leasing.
Start now.
God, one of my favorite parts of my day. The crosstalk appreciation to D&M Auto Leasing for getting us that. All right, let's get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get going and let's try.
You get going.
I'm going to be an adult for a majority of the show.
It's about to be a childish.
I know it's going
to
be so bad.
You do it for 4 hours.
It's going to be so bad. But we're going to have fun with it, right? It's a Thursday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you, via the various means that you can get involved here, which I see it already on the text line, 713-572-4610. Nuh-uh. Yeah. Yeah. Be as childish as you want to be there, 713-572-4610, as we talk through the show today. Also, appreciation to the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Let's have some fun talking about sports on this day.
Let's try to have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, because one thing I could tell you that was not fun was seeing the scroll unfurled when we got the inactive or the injury report yesterday.
It was like one of those big, like literal scrolls.
Yeah, it was just like, all right, so here are the people that did not practice today. Whop! It's like, oh, is that all of it?
That's all of
do
it.
Do you need all of that? Yeah, there was a lot of people who did not practice yesterday for the Texans. It wasn't just because we, you know, obviously we have the various media members who are out there at practice.
Yeah. And well, I have the official list in front of me if you want to read it.
Well, the media members will let us know, oh, I'm not seeing this person.
Yeah.
But the needed caveat in those times is, but, you know, that's during the portion that's open to the media. We have the official list, and it is long. You want to go ahead and you want to do a segment that I like to call reading?
Yeah, I'm just going to do the did not participate, which is the most dire.
Right, this isn't even limited practice. Yeah. This is just dudes that did not participate in practice yesterday. You ready?
Nico Autry, knee, and I'm going to say the injury designation because it's key. Nico Autry, knee. Okay. Will Anderson, quad. Harrison Bryant, shoulder. Nick Chubb, foot. Kyahmi Fairbairn, right quad. Christian Harris, shin. Titus Howard, concussion.
Ooh.
Ed Ingram, knee. Jalen Petrie, concussion.
Wait a minute.
Which was a bit of a surprise. And CJ Stroud, concussion. Dude, that is a lot.
All right, so let's work our way through this because now, for the first time this season, you got to come back around and say, you are the team that is battered and bruised. There's been a number of times where we talked about battered and bruised, but usually it's been the other team that you've been playing, yeah, and trying to figure out what that means for the Texans as some level of measuring stick. Ain't no measuring stick. You are battered and bruised. How do you handle this? And the first one that comes to mind with me is, wait a minute, Jalen Petrie got a concussion? When did that come from?
Yeah, that was quite the surprise. So teams like to say, next man up, next man up. And so I kind of was thinking about that in my head as I'm going through this 10 players did not participate. That's not to mention the others. This is one of those serious questions. Do we even know who the next man up is with these players?
Well, that I will come back to the one that jumps off the page there. Jalen Petrie, the answer is no.
I have no idea.
Because not only is your direct line of succession not there, right? You don't have that safe.
It's not on the depth chart.
Backup, right? That was one of those things that, last year, Arthur Millett was the one who you had, or the guy that you brought in that you were looking at. Okay, is this going to be the guy that fills that role? MJ Stewart, Miles Bryan, I guess, is probably who you would look at. In that capacity, I believe on your, and I guess, yeah, you'd have to go to your practice squad, right? It'd be Miles Bryan because he kind of stood in there. Maybe that's the practice squad elevation as the answer there. But the one that I think the answer that you had previously had, and one that it seemed like you did a little bit of in this game, this past game versus the Broncos, was a little bit of musical chairs, which is play someone at cornerback, slide Kamari Lassiter into the slot, which, I mean, he's been fantastic this year all the way around. That's not available to you, I don't imagine, because Jalen Smith, a dude who you felt confident playing, has gone to the injured reserve this week. Elijah Huzzy is just making his way back, but how much do they believe in him to put him out there on the perimeter and not just in spots situations consistently? That is actually a little bit of a dent in the armor of what has been one of, if not the single best defenses in the league in a week where you're going to need it.
And the Texans have been, by and large, healthy. I mean, there's been some stuff, but by and large.
Yeah, nicks and bruises. You're playing the car crash sport.
They've had an advantage against teams like, well the Ravens, the Niners, because they've been the healthier team. But let's go through some of these, because literally, in the case of Jalen Petrie, I truly have no idea. You just laid it out as well.
Right.
All right, Nick Chubb. Who's the next man up? Obviously, Woody.
Damian Pierce, baby!
Agumba Wale?
No, I think
British Brooks, for God's sakes. Maybe
that's one of those maybe. Well, I think the criticism of Damian Pierce is rightful here because again, we he's not Andre. I love you, Andre. I do. But I didn't realize I was going to have a real back and forth
conversation
with
him.
But yeah, I think the distinction that you have with Damian and Nick Chubb, as much as they feel like they are closer to the similar profile of the guy who has a little bit more heft compared to the Woody Markses who run the football, is still, I trust Nick Chubb's like read and react ability more. Mm-hmm. And that's necessary, especially when you need to be able to find that gap and hit it properly. But that's either way, last week, you're coming off a week where you didn't run the ball particularly well.
Right. And so you should, I know there was always exceptions, but you should pretty much know who the next man up is in most of these cases. So let's go through it.
I think I still think it's Damian. British Brooks is interesting because he is somebody that they seemingly consider as a little bit of the heft.
Has carried the ball.
Right, and they've willingly let him carry the ball a few times this year. Would they be willing to let him do that to the degree that they let Nick Chubb? Like, even if Nick Chubb in some of these games where his workload has decreased to maybe somewhere a little bit closer to like 12 carries, something in there. Are you giving British Brooks that many carries?
I don't know. If we're answering the question, do you know who the next man up is? Jalen Petrie, no. Nick Chubb, you seem to say pretty confident as Damian Pierce. I don't know. They love Agumba Wale, and I don't know about British.
They do, but Agumba Wale is even when they are willing to get aggressive with it, it's still largely third down situations, and it seems like the logic there is, well, we like him in pass protection situations and catching the ball in the backfield. Like, that is not the same thing as when you put number 21 Nick Chubb out there. And maybe this is some level of encouraging for you when it comes to run stop win rate. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars are 29th, which is third worst. So, like, we're not looking at an incredible run stopping team. So maybe that gives you some level of solace. But I mean, well, I'm picking nits here.
There is a pass rush. What about Titus Howard? Do you know who the next man up is?
It is Blake Fisher.
Trent Brown?
I know what the answer is there. I don't know how comfortable you are with the answer. It is Blake Fisher. As much as I hear what you're saying,
I don't know.
I think that the only way.
Say goodbye to the jumbo package.
The only
way
that
I'll get
to
that in a second.
The only way I can get to the idea of Trent Brown being the guy that steps up for Tytus Howard over Blake Fisher is maybe Blake Fisher was the guy that they kept active because of his ability to play on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even then, you would still have try to have Trent Brown active in case you needed him to actually play on that right side.
Right.
But yeah, we haven't seen him play. We haven't seen him really get these opportunities.
We don't know what he is.
And I think that they, in fact, why am I saying this? D'Amico has basically said, hey, Blake, it's Blake's. You know, yesterday he talked about, like, hey, Blake needs to get in there. You know, he has the opportunity to show his wares.
Ed Ingram?
I'm
guessing Juice? That's,
yeah, well, we saw what they went to, which was Juice playing on the right side and Lake and Thomas on the left
Jared
side.
Jared Patterson is still around.
Jarrett Patterson is, but we saw what they're... Well, I guess, was Jarrett Patterson active last week? I need to go back and double-check that. But we saw what their decision was in the moment. I imagine that it's probably similar there, especially because they believe both Laken Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs capable of playing and being a starter. So I think that... I did say believe.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I say that. They believe that. And so I think that that's the way that they go. Again, I don't know if these are answers that you like, but I think these are answers that they go to.
What about Will Anderson Jr.? Keep in mind, Danico Autry's also did not participate. Now, today is going to be key because he has done this before, Will Anderson Jr., not practice on Wednesday and then practice on Thursday. I think last week he did that. But nevertheless, he did not participate. What do you do if Will Anderson Jr. can't go and Danico Autry's already out too?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's one of those positions where you just have less rotation, but you put
Derek
guys
Barnett.
Like Derek Barnett out there, and I think you feel pretty okay with it. Now, having Darrell Taylor also going to IR, you're thinner there. Mm-hmm. You're thinner there at pass rusher than you had previously been, or at least that you would want to be. Correct me if you think I'm wrong here. I think that Will Anderson Jr. will thug it out.
I think so too.
But the question that I do have, though, is to what degree of effectiveness will he be? Because that's a tissue injury, right? Like, that is a quad, and I believe him capable of, like, you know, managing pain.
Aggravation is on the table.
All of that. All of that is things that come to mind for me. Of course, we're early. This is Wednesday. You still have a Thursday practice, which is still that full degree, and maybe they're limited. But, yeah, that's one that I feel like he'll play, but
now,
I do have questions.
Now, Kyahmi Fairbairn is, we know who the guy is, the next man up there. It's Matthew Wright. But D'Amico said at the end of his comments about Kyahmi yesterday, that something along the lines of with Kyahmi down, as if he's not going, he's definitely not going to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's Matthew Wright.
He gave the game away.
Yeah.
It's Matthew Wright. Is it Dare Gumbawale? No, I feel like it's Matthew Wright. Like, D'Amico put all the sauce on it that I would expect coach who was like, we were trusting this dude. He was like, hey, he's a great kicker in the league, and we're glad that he was available for us when we needed him.
He's a journeyman. This is his eighth team.
It is. And for a singular game, that could be useful. Now, the problem is your offense is not one as such that you can just bring up a kicker and be like, hey, we're going to have minimal work for you. He's probably going to have to take some kicks.
They like to kick field goals.
And they're going to need to figure out what his range is, because this is not a team that I feel confident in. Mm-hmm. We're going to get in the red zone and get to a place where even if we ask them to kick, they're manageable.
Yeah.
You run Kyahmi out there for long 40s and 50s in a regular circumstance. So they're going to have to figure out very quickly what his range is, and I imagine they're going to have to find a level of trust with him fairly quickly.
And there is one more, and I definitely want to get to it before we get out of here.
Or they're just going to put the ball in Davis Mills' hands more.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm seeing this right, the Texans have exactly one tight end right now that is relatively healthy, and that is obviously Dalton Schultz. Harrison Bryant did not participate. Cade Stover still on IR.
Yeah,
they have one tight end.
And I was about to say, like, maybe they activate Cade, but I feel like we would have already had some idea of him getting out
for
here
practicing.
So yeah.
So there goes the jumbo package, and
there you go. That's the thing.
And one tight end.
That are you going to see four wide sets?
I don't know.
Right, like, because remember, Dalton Keene also is off the practice squad. They released him in order to make some of the moves that they did this week. Like, Dalton Schultz, I still feel comfortable and confident with him getting out there in the role that they have settled in with him. But if Harrison Bryant is in a bad place, like, what does that look like? Because it seems like they were just going to, I mean, D'Amico, when talking about this game in the second half where they lost some pieces, they were like, where they lost rather Tytus, and then you have Blake in, so you don't have, you know, the six offensive linemen. They were like, yeah, well, we have our running backs and our tight ends where we can still do the things and do our offense. Well, what happens if you don't have the benefit of your six offensive linemen, or if, you know, Tytus, or I know Trent Brown will be active, but maybe they trust Trent Brown to step in there, and are they going to do that consistently? they're going to have to be creative on top of the questions and you know that D'Amico already put up that they need to find changes. There's a lot on the plate of the coaching staff to try and mitigate these things. Someone asked, are we waving the white flag? No, but we have to acknowledge this becomes a more difficult game just off of the strength of injuries are piling up at the worst time.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Thursday. Coming up next, the Astros. Astros had a little bit of news this morning. It seems like they, at least per reports, have a new hitting coach. Are you encouraged? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.